We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 26th chapter, the 16th Pasuk. The Navi has been describing Yasafta Lagoy Hashem Yasafta. As much as the people have suffered, at the end of the day, we recognize that we are your people, and we're consistent in that. We constantly maintain that relationship with Hashem, even though it's been a tumultuous relationship with much suffering. The Navi continues in Pasuk Tet Zayin. Again, we're up to what's called the 26th chapter, the 16th Pasuk. Adonai batzau pekaducha sakun lachash musalcha lamo. Hashem batzau, in times of affliction, pikaducha, the word poked means to remember. Even when things are tough, we remember you, we turn to you, Hashem, we pray to you, Hashem. Not so simple. When things go tough, so a man's first thought is fight or flight. His first thought is to deal. And that's okay. But there should be a second thought, which is, let me turn to God. Batzal, when things are tough, pikaducha, we remember you, we turn to you in prayer. Sakun lachash, the word sak comes from the word yitzika, to pour. Sakun, we pour out lachash, our whisper of prayer. Musalcha lamo, in accordance with how you punish, afflict the Jewish people. As bad as we've had it, we've consistently prayed. People's lips are whispering prayer as they suffer. That's a phenomenal description, this pasuk, a description of our exile. Hashem batzal pekaducha. As bad as life has been, we constantly turn to you and remember you. Tzakun lachash, we pour out our whispers of prayer. Musalcha lamo, in accordance with as much as you've afflicted them, as much as you've punished the Jewish people. Kimo hara takriv laledet, tachil tizak bechavaleha, tachil tizak bechavaleha. Just as a woman who's pregnant, and as she's approaching childbirth, she yells. The closer it comes to delivery, the more a woman yells. It gets more painful towards the end of delivery. They have two rooms in many hospitals. There's the room where all the women are waiting together, going, "Oh," that's when their contractions are still far apart. That's when there's still 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, when they're not fully dilated, when they're not ready to push. That's one room. All the women can sit together and they're moaning and groaning together. Then, when the times come to push, they take a woman into her private room. And then, in that hallway where you walk down the rooms of the women pushing, when they're at the final stage of delivery, you hear shrieks, you hear yelling, like you've never heard before. That's at the end. They're right by delivery. That's when they're going into a room to deliver. That's, a woman feels like the baby's tearing her apart. Imagine you had to pass a baby's head through your mouth. Right? How's it going to work, right? Okay, the woman feels like she's torn to smithereens. Just as a pregnant woman, as she's nearing the actual delivery, tachil tizak, she's in fear, she's in pain. She yells out b'chavaleha with the pains of delivery. Kein hayinu mipanecha Hashem. So we are suffering from you, Hashem. We recognize it's all a delivery process. We're headed towards a better place. These are all pains that lead to a better place. That has repeatedly been our philosophy throughout our suffering and exile. This is all a path on its way to Chevlei Mashiach, the birth pains of Mashiach. It was very hard to hold on to. That's why we had Shabtai Tzvi. That's why we had false messiahs, because there were points in Jewish history where the people said, we've suffered so much, where's it leading to? But for most of Jewish history, we were able to hold on to this philosophy. As bad as it is, it's leading to something better. Yeah, Mr. Simpkins.
Yes.
You were going to say something. No? Okay.
Oh, no. I had a question earlier. I don't have one now.
Okay.
Well, Well, back to that statement. You basically said, I think I can relate. I had kidney stones.
Ah, yes. They say you can relate, yes. Hari nuchalnu. We've been pregnant. We've been in this fear and pain. Kimo yaladnu ruach. So he continues with this allegory and he says, we've had all this pain and it's as though we've only given birth to wind. It's all the pain and then nothing comes out. So a woman can handle the pain because in the end she holds a cute baby. But we've been through the pain and it's as though nothing's come of it. So in our prayer we turn to Hashem and we say, look at all our suffering. Yeshuot bal na'ase eretz uval yipilu yoshevei tevel. We're waiting for the salvation and it hasn't yet come. Uval yipilu yoshevei tevel. We haven't seen all our enemies fall. They're still around. They're still persecuting us. This is all a part of the prayer that Navi is describing. He said, we go through the exile. As much as we suffer, we pray. So this is part of what we're saying in that prayer. We're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, we know it's supposed to lead to good. But right now we don't see the good. It's as though we're giving birth to air. Nothing's coming out. And yet all this pain, we look around, our enemies are still there. Uval yiplu yoshvei tevel. We haven't seen our neighbors who are trying to kill us. We haven't seen them fall yet. So that's all a part of the prayer that Navi is describing for future generations, where he described we're headed towards Gog and Magog, we're headed towards a better time. But all this time that we're still headed there, we keep praying and we keep saying, God, we're waiting to see it. It's not yet here. And Bezat Hashem, it's just around the corner. We're almost there.